Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. This is Melanie Hayden-Sparks. I'm the Vice President of Sales and Marketing here at Epicure, and I'm absolutely thrilled to be your host tonight of our Epicure's Blog Talk Radio Show, and tonight we're going to be talking about our business opportunity. And I want to start off by welcoming all of our wonderful listeners. We know that our consultants and leaders have been extending invitations to friends and people that they think would be a perfect fit for with Epicure to join us in the excitement that's happening not only with our company, but in the exciting movement that we've got happening in the clean eating segment of our market and what's happening in Canada and this amazing trend that's taking place and people wanting to take their health back. And to help me out tonight, I am very excited to be introducing you to our CEO, the amazing Amelia Warren. Amelia, are you there?
I am. Hello, everyone. I'm Amelia, the CEO of Epicure, and I am absolutely thrilled to be on the call today and just really want to welcome everyone who's joining us.
Yeah, and Amelia, we got a nice, tight little program here of what we wanted to share with everyone, and I wanted to kick things off with having you just share a little bit about what's been happening with Epicure over the last year or two and where we're going.
Absolutely, Melanie. You know, Melanie and I are so excited about this call, and we're really excited for everyone who is giving serious consideration to our business opportunity. You know, the Epicure Social Entrepreneurship Opportunity is one of the most exciting opportunities in direct sales. You know, over the last year, as Melanie said, you know, we've really kicked things into high gear with a big, bold, global vision to inspire people everywhere to cook and eat delicious real food. To support their health and the health of future generations. And, you know, in the process of doing this, we are growing and seeing record growth. And our record growth is really being led by our social entrepreneurs who are living these extraordinarily purposeful and abundant lives. And we're really in a new phase and a new chapter of our story. And, you know, we're on this call really today because we're looking for highly motivated, great people who want to be part of this next chapter, this incredible time of growth, of abundance, of momentum and possibility. You know, and we're really looking for social entrepreneurs who want to be part of the next generation of our business. You know, and it's been drilled into me since I was really, really small that, you know, to whom much is given, much is expected. And our family has always been driven by a really deep sense of responsibility to give back and be of service. And, you know, my mother, our brilliant founder, Sylvie Rochette, really chose this industry, chose direct sales because it's such an extraordinary vehicle to be of service and to change lives. You know, and that's really what we're committed to at Epicure, you know, is to become and to be this next generation of direct sales, of entrepreneurship, and to really help people take back their health, and in doing so, you know, transform the face of business and be a leading example of profits created through purpose. So, Melanie, I'm so excited for what we're going to be chatting about on this call and so excited about where we're going as a business.
Well, you know, you started this a couple of years ago, Amelia, you know, with Sylvie, in really not just being this great company that had great quality food products, but you guys really kicked it up a notch by leading this whole clean eating, you know, movement. And that's one of the things that motivated me to become a part of what we were doing with Epicure, because I'm watching the food that we're serving to our children having a huge negative impact on their lives, their quality of lives, and really putting an epidemic in place for childhood obesity and diabetes. And we need to change that. And that's one of the things I love about working with you and working with what we're doing throughout all of Epicure, is it is not just about how much we're selling and how much money we're making and what we're doing as a business opportunity. It's really about getting out there and helping people. So you're right about social entrepreneurship and really being able to give people an opportunity to participate in something that's called social marketing that has so much more depth and purpose behind it. And that's what we do with our amazing products. But let's talk a little bit about what is at the core of you and Sylvie and every other successful Epicure consultant that we got. And this is this ultimate entrepreneurial opportunity that we've got and the flexibility that we've got within our Epicure career. And I think one of the things that you guys have created that is so amazing is that no matter what your situation is, if you're looking for a family business, you're looking at being a solopreneur, this is a business that we call it, you can figure out your own recipe for success because it's got that much flexibility built into it. So we're really excited about that. But Amelia, maybe, you know, share a little bit about what you're thinking as far as this business opportunity and entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I mean, what, you know, you really hit it about the social marketing and the social entrepreneurship. You know, I think what people are looking for more than ever before is not just a job, but is a way of making meaningful income in a way that's meaningful. And that's really what we offer at Epicure, is this social entrepreneurship opportunity. And what I love about our company and our business is that we have all the business systems to support our amazing entrepreneurs. You know, when you start an Epicure business, it's really a turnkey business, a business in a box. You know, you don't have to hold inventory. You get your own personalized e-commerce site. You know, we have an incredible host program, which is really the ultimate lead generation tool to grow your business, and that's at no cost to our consultants. And that's all supported by, you know, an amazing career launch plan, a three-phase career path, and really kind of proven systems to support the success of anyone who starts an Epicure business. And so it's sort of entrepreneurship, but without the risk of a startup.
Yeah, and, you know, that's one of the other things that is amazing is to watch is this business system, because not only is it, you know, a system, but it's actually a career plan where you can actually come in and go through, we call our three-phase career plan, go through starting as a consultant where you have everything from the training, the support, the compensation, mm-hmm. recognition, the incentives. You know, being an entrepreneur can be hard, being alone trying to figure everything out all the time. But, you know, Epicure has created this wonderful turnkey business opportunity that lays the path out for you. Once you move from the consultant level, you advance to the leader level. Same thing. That's when we bring in a whole other level of training and support, compensation, recognition, fabulous incentives, and then, of course, moving on to our next level, which is the director level. And all the way through it, it's a really simple path to follow, and it's easy for other people to come in and figure out how to do this and to follow as well. Mm-hmm. That also ties into even how simple we've made it for this startup system that we've got with our career launch program. You know, where else can you start a business for under $200 and have all the training, the support, the materials, everything you need to get moving, including we even give you four $40 VIP host credits so that you can give special thank you gifts to your friends and family for helping you to get your business started. But Amelia, when it comes down to business and systems, I think there's another part of it, and that's the people. So maybe share mm-hmm. a little bit about community and what our business is really about.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's so amazing about social entrepreneurship with Epicure is that, you know, you're in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. And we have this inspiring community of entrepreneurs, amazing women, amazing men, you know, who, you know, are there to mentor and support you as you move through the career path. You know, and in any business and in life, you know, it's really about the kind of people that you choose to surround yourself with. And, you know, we at Epicure are blessed to have this incredible community of, you know, smart, hardworking, passionate entrepreneurs who are, you know, all about working hard, but all about having fun. And, you know, we've built these amazing recognition rewards and trips into our business and our business systems so that we're really kind of motivating and engaging our community of entrepreneurs as they're working their business and progressing down the career path.
You know what I love, just as an observation, is we've just launched the Good Food Real Results program, teaching people mm-hmm. how to not lose weight and go on a diet, but to really change their eating habits, their family's eating habits. And one of the things that I'm watching that's so incredible is the community that inspires and supports each other to make that change in their lifestyle. And so when you talk about the community and the support system. You know, I heard a saying a long time ago, you can't soar with the eagles if you're going to fellowship with the turkeys. And I really think that's one of the things that's so great, is that you get a group of people around you that are interested in making a difference, interested in living their best life, and having a lot of fun doing it. But and as much as that's wonderful, let's talk about the products, these unique and exceptional products. And Amelia, your mother was the brainstorm behind this, you know, 20 years ago, or almost 20 years ago, and we continue to just set the bar higher and higher, so that, you know, I'm amazed when we're getting contacted from companies, from, you know, and organizations from other parts of the world, because they can't find this quality of product anywhere. Maybe share a little bit about what our product's so special.
Yeah, no, absolutely. So, you know, one of the, as a community and as a company, you know, we're not just motivated by, you know, selling a product. We're really out there to transform the way people are eating, because we believe that that is fundamental to supporting the health and wellness of this and the and future generations. And so we've always, and especially over the last few years, really invested in the quality of our ingredients. You know, we were the first direct sales company to become part of the non-GMO project, and about 70% of our line is non-GMO, gluten-free. Our products are made in a nut-free facility, and you know, we have this whole list called the Never Ever List, which is a list of hundreds and hundreds of ingredients that are commonly found in food that you will never ever find in Epicure products. And you know what I love about our products, it is their quality, but it's more than that. It's how our ingredients come together with time-saving cookware to really provide a solution to busy people. And so when we go into cooking classes where we share our products, we're not out there to sell a product. We're educators, and we're catalysts for changing eating habits, and we're there to really help people find new ways to put dinner on the table that's healthy, that's delicious, that their whole family is going to eat. And so, you know, and that's really kind of instrumental to what we see our purpose as a business and the service that we provide.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that's so amazing is, you know, people can go buy groceries anywhere. However, where can they get somebody like our consultants who come into your home with groups of your friends and educate and inspire? Because it's the food is one thing, but teaching people how to have enough time to get back into the kitchens and get cooking again, that's how we're going to take our health back, and to do it in a time-saving way. It is really more about teaching than it ever is about sales. And that brings me to the next thing, which is market potential. You know, and I know there's great businesses out there that sell everything from cosmetics to jewelry, and those are fun and exciting businesses. But when you think about the market potential of Epicure's products, which means we're selling groceries, everybody eats. So every man, woman, and child, every age, every culture, every segment out there is a potential customer. And I know that everyone I'm talking to is looking for healthier options. So the market potential of Epicure in Canada with food products that everybody buys and that are consumable. They keep buying them over and over and over again because they're not luxury sales. And I really think that's why, you know, we're experiencing this amazing. We're 100% growing in our business because people are taking their health back and they are getting back home cooking, and it's more cost effective for them as well. So the market potential is massive. But I know there's another piece of this that's important, and even when talking to Sylvie, and that's that we're Canadian-owned and Canadian-based. How do you think that influences people in doing business within their own Canadian company versus a company that is based in another country coming into Canada to do business?
I mean, we are, as a Canadian company, we're really committed to supporting Canadian entrepreneurship, you know, sourcing products from Canada whenever we can, and really providing an opportunity that is amazing for Canadians, but also ultimately will be amazing for other markets. And Melanie, you know, we really, and you and I have talked a lot about this, is we're seeing incredible growth right now in Canada, and we really, you know, believe and are seeing that there's huge opportunities be still in Canada. And ultimately, though, I think we have a really unique opportunity as a Canadian business when we do expand to be, you know, to be a Canadian business that is expanding into other markets. You know, because as we've talked about, the world really needs Epicure and what we offer.
Absolutely. It really is a special company at a special time, and I know all of us are just beyond excited and really, you know, just amazed to continually watch the difference that we're making in people's lives. And one of the things I love is you personally go out and hold cooking classes and to sit in a meeting where you're pulling up a text that's coming to you from a customer saying, thank you, what a difference this is making for my family. That and to watch how that's what lights you up, that is what Epicure is about. So I'm so proud of what we're doing here. And I want to share a little bit more insight, because I'm thinking about the guests that are listening in this that are saying, you know, I don't know, is Epicure something that would be for me or not be for me? And they've got questions. And, you know, we want people to join Epicure because it resonates with you. And it's not only products that you love and enjoy, but products that it would be easy for you to be able to share with your friends and family. And there's a lady on the line here with us that I'm invited to join us. She joined Epicure only in January, and she is a busy, busy lady. She runs a daycare. She runs marathons. She just blows me away. She's just so unbelievably busy. And yet this year already, since she joined only in January, trying to figure out what she's doing, she's already sold over $14,000 personally. She's already started to build a team. And her cooking class averages are almost $700. So I thought this is somebody that some of our listeners might want to hear from. And so I have asked the amazing Susan Roman to join us. Susan, are you there?
I am. Hi.
Hey, do you have your glass of wine?
I do.
Susan was telling me that she's really nervous. But Susan, I was hoping that you would just share with our listeners maybe from the perspective of you were where they are right now back in January. And what made you decide to join Epicure?
Well, I was already using it so much. And I guess my friends kind of pushed me towards it, telling me I should use it. I think I wanted to share with everyone how healthy and fast these meals were. I wanted to show them that there was a better option than processed food, because I thought that was the only option when I was in a hurry, was to go to processed food. And when I found Epicure, it changed my life. We stopped eating processed food. I got healthier. I was losing weight. My husband is healthier. He's off of his cholesterol meds. I needed to share that with everybody. And then I also thought of it as a retirement plan. I loved the fact that I could still be my own boss. I don't know if I can continue doing daycare for years and years yet, but I know that I can continue to cook for years, and I can continue to share my passion for cooking and for Epicure for years. So I was thinking as a retirement plan, being my own boss.
Yeah. So has it been easy for you to talk to people about it? What kind of response have you had?
Well, quite honestly, I didn't really think about talking to people as far as joining me until our big business rally, but talking to people and asking them to do cooking classes has been reasonably easy because I'm surrounded with people who are concerned about their health. So
right.
I've managed that way.
Right. So what would you say to our listeners tonight as to what advice would you give them about making a decision as to whether or not an Epicure career would be for them?
I think if you want to be your own boss, it's the career for you, and you don't have to be a new mommy, which is sort of what I first thought when I heard about Epicure. I thought it was for, you know, stay-at-home mom, something for them to do, and I don't think that it is only for them. It is, but not just for them. And I think if you are modeling a healthy lifestyle, it's fairly easy to do. Like I said, I was using Epicure, and I already had this healthy Epicure lifestyle. So when I go to cooking classes, I don't feel like I'm just trying to sell a product. I'm trying to sell a lifestyle, and I think people respond to that.
Yeah. Has it been financially worth it for you?
Yes. We we've been saving to renovate our family room, and that's going to happen a lot sooner than I expected to. And I sort of had a 2-year retirement plan that we are maybe fast tracking now. It's taken on a life of its own. I've done better than I ever expected.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're very, very proud of you, and thank you so much for sharing tonight. I know you said you were very nervous. You've done a great job. And I know to all of our listeners out there that, you know, it's about taking a look at where you're at, and is Epicure an opportunity that you feel you could come in and work with. No matter how much time you have, I think the biggest thing is you've got to come into this business and be prepared to learn. And it's like you're doing anything new, it's going to be a little nervous, but in the end, it's got to be worth it. So, Susan, I'm hearing you saying it's been worth it. Is that correct?
It has been worth it. And I've learned so much, and I'm still, I learn every single day. I'm learning more. Every meeting I go to, every Zoom meeting or call that I'm on, I'm learning a little bit more. And it makes it exciting. Sometimes I get frustrated that I don't know it all, but I think I would be bored if I knew it all at the beginning, right? So it's exciting to keep learning and growing.
That's right. It's a journey. Well, I want to thank you very much for joining us, Susan. And Amelia, I want to thank you as well for coming on and sharing with everyone. I want to share with all of our listeners that this couldn't be a better time to join Epicure. We are, you know, moving into our summer season, and of course it is in August that we have our annual conference where we bring in the best of the best to train and inspire and to really lay the business out with you. And that's going to be in Calgary this year at our conference. And we have a special offer for all of the new consultants that join Epicure that we invite you to attend conference at half price. So talk about join now, get your career kit, get your basics under your belt, and then get to conference. And I can guarantee you, you're going to have an amazing business underway by the time September hits and moving into our busiest season of the year, which is our fall selling season. So that is an exciting time, not to mention all the wonderful new products that we've just launched in this season. And with so much more to go to come with some great other incentives and opportunities that we've got laid out for everyone, we are just getting started. So, Amelia, any final words you want to share with everyone?
Yeah, I just want to say thank you so much for everyone being on the call. Thank you so much to Susan. Thank you to you, Melanie. You know, it's really been an honor to be on the call with you all today. You know, Epicure is so much more than a company. We're a community. And if you're considering the business, you know, I'm super excited for you because I want so much for each and every one of us to do work that we wake up and are excited to do that's purposeful and where you know that what you're doing matters and where what you're doing is contributing to you building, you know, the kind of life of your dreams, the kind of rent a house of your dreams, just like Susan. So again, thank you all of you for being on the call, as Melanie said. We're just getting started. We're seeing incredible results, and I just can't wait to see where we're going to be at the end of this year and as we go into next year. So we'd love to have you part of our winning team as we take Epicure into the future. So thank you so much to all of you, and have a wonderful night.
Absolutely. And I want to say thank you again to everyone, and thank you again to Susan and to all of our wonderful leaders and consultants and guests out there. Thank you for your time and for listening. Please follow up with the person that invited you on to this call. And if we can be of any help in helping you make a great decision for yourself, or if you've decided this isn't for you, this call is recorded. We'd hope you'd pass it on to some other friends and family, because I do think this is a golden opportunity at a great time that you don't want to miss. So take care, everyone. Have a great evening and stay wonderful.
Bye.
Bye-bye.